Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
I just want to welcome you, Emily.
Thank you
for showing up and actually wanting to learn how to control your mind.
Yes, and hoping I can teach my kid too, because a lot of anxiety.
My kids love this work, so thank you for being here. And
Thank you. But yeah, I think my anxiety right now is just, I mean, it's maybe broader, and just all the change with AI and the fact that I don't, you know, I've got 10 years in the workforce left, and the anxiety of losing jobs or trying to figure out how that's going to transition. For some reason, that has really caused a lot of anxiety. It's not as bad this week. I don't know why, but that has caused a lot of anxiety for me.
And so that's more general. What we're looking for here today is anxiety around a specific event with a timeline where at the end of this, we have a date where it's going to end. So perhaps it's a project you're working on that has a due date, or an event you're running, or something that you're going to that's maybe causing some anxiety. And
okay, let me think. So it'd give me some more ideas.
Because for generalized anxiety, if you're just worried in general, right, use like specifically timeline therapy, the actual timeline therapy sessions for that. What the anxiety clearing exercise is, which what we call the clear the screen, is specifically for one event. So like, say you had a presentation, or, you know, you're working on a project, or maybe you're going to work with a client or something, one specific thing that has an end date.
And okay,
what we're going to teach you today is something that you can apply repeatedly. So say you start feeling some anxiety about something, you can use this ACE technique.
I guess I have anxiety, but maybe this is too broad, about a deadline to get these school applications in for my son for school.
Is there a specific date for that you have?
Yeah.
What's the date?
It's like August 28th.
Okay, perfect. That's beautiful, because there's a specific example, or a specific time, I should say.
Right.
That's perfect, because what we're going to do is, when we actually take you through the process, we're actually going to get you to go past that time. So that's what we need.
Okay.
As Billy said, we'll take you through this today, and then you will know how to do it, and you can use this anytime as needed.
Okay.
Around other events that come up that are very specific like this.
Specific. Okay, got it.
And you can, and will be able to teach this to your son as well, because it's
great.
Very simple. So, yes. So we always start by having you get out of your thinking head.
Okay.
And drop down into your body.
Okay.
And so we do that just by having you take three deep inhales and three exhales. Big exhales. Beautiful. Nice.
Okay.
Now, as you just tap into your unconscious mind right now, I want you to just ask yourself, on a scale of 1 to 10, we always want to calibrate first.
Okay.
One being low, 10 being high. What level is the anxiety around getting your school applications in for your son by August 28th?
It's a little out, so probably now it's probably like a 5, right? It's not imminent, but it's probably a 5, right? As it gets closer, it'll probably go up. Right?
And you can use this tool again to
get that right.
Beautiful. All right. And I just want you to close your eyes again.
Sure.
You can just drop anything in your hands. If you have it, just sit back and relax. Yeah.
And like sitting in a chair.
Yeah. Uncross your leg.
Chair. No. Yeah. Can't even get the chair to move. Okay.
Beautiful. And just drop back down into your body. And you may be aware that our unconscious mind stores time in relation to our body. It might be left or right of us, up or down, in front of us, behind us. However your unconscious mind stores time is absolutely perfect. And I just want you to ask your unconscious mind, if you were to know, in what direction from your body is your future? And just point in that direction for us, please.
Well, I think straight, but I don't know why.
That's perfect. That means you're getting the answer from your unconscious mind, right? Okay. Our conscious mind is our thinking mind, and we want to understand everything. With the unconscious mind, we just get the answer, and we don't have to understand it. So straight in front of you is your future. Beautiful. Now I want to ask you to float up above your timeline using your imagination and straight out in front of you into your future and go 15 minutes past the deadline of August 28th when you hand in your son's school applications.
Okay.
And you know that you've successfully completed it. You've got all those applications perfectly filled out. You've handed them in. And now you're just feeling that relief wash over you because you've got it done and you're proud of yourself and you know everything's going to be perfect for your son for his school year. You've got that?
Yes.
Beautiful. Now I want you to turn and face back towards now. And you can keep your eyes closed still. Just face back towards now. And I want you to just ask yourself, now, where is the anxiety?
I mean, I don't feel particularly anxious. I mean, I can see 15 minutes. It seems like a relief, right? I guess what I'm seeing is the 28th and a relief.
Beautiful. And so in seeing and noticing and imagining the successful completion of that event,
right,
experiencing that relief, the anxiety is gone.
Right.
Right.
So as you look toward and seeing where you are above your timeline, back in your mind towards now, where is the anxiety? Is it there or is it gone?
It's definitely lessened. It definitely doesn't feel as bad. It was just interesting looking out over it and seeing like at the table and everything completed. Yeah, it just doesn't feel as stressful now because I can see the end game, I guess.
Beautiful. Okay, so staying there, stay with us. Keep your eyes closed. Stay up above your timeline. So I just want to make sure that it's gone. So as you're imagining the successful completion of this, you're still floating above that 15 minutes past that time, above your timeline.
Stay above the timeline.
Okay. But once you're bringing that picture to mind, that you've completely done it all, it's successful, you're over it, it's done, it's all great. And now as you look toward now, is the anxiety gone?
It's definitely lessened. It's definitely lessened. Like now I'd say it's like a 2, right?
Okay.
It's definitely lessening because I can see it.
Beautiful. So what we're going to do is we're going to pump up what we call the submodalities of that picture. Okay. So what that means is what are you seeing and what are you hearing and what are you feeling 15 minutes past once you're wherever you are there, when you're at your desk that you are, where you are right now and you're looking down and you're just so proud of yourself that you got it all done. It's perfect. It couldn't be done any better. Your son's going to be taken care of. However you're feeling some joy. You're feeling some pride. You're feeling just amazing because, oh, I finally got that done. That really good. But as you're really getting into that feeling, get that picture up. As you look back toward now, where is the anxiety?
Gosh, it's really lessening because it's just, that's such a fun image, right? That image makes me relaxed.
Yes. So is the anxiety, or is it gone?
It's like, maybe less than a 1.
Beautiful. Amazing. Good. Now float back to now. Just float all the way back to now. Float down your timeline all the way back to now and come back into the room and open your eyes. Congratulations.
Welcome back, Steve. So just that process of seeing yourself past the event.
Yeah.
It's in your subconscious to feel not as anxious about it.
And here's why. Every emotion serves a purpose. If you imagine, I love analogies. This is how my brain works. You remember the rumble strips on the highway?
Yeah.
You know, if you're ever driving and you hit a rumble strip and you said, all of a sudden, that is literally like, hey, pay attention. You're going off the road, right? The anxiety is the exact purpose of that is the unconscious mind saying, hey, Anne, you're focusing on the wrong thing. Instead of focusing on what you don't want, let's focus on what you do want. And once you focus on what you do want, i.e. you cleared the screen, it's the beautiful love story as opposed to the horror show is what we call that. Every everything is successful. Now the anxiety, your unconscious mind says, okay, we don't need it anymore. She's doing what she's supposed to do. She's not focusing on the bad stuff. She's focusing on the great stuff. And now it disappears because it's there for a purpose. It's there to remind you you're thinking about the wrong thing.
And the other piece of this that's really powerful is your unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between real and imagined. And let's face it, whenever we are experiencing anxiety, it's about something that hasn't happened yet. Therefore, okay, that already is us imagining something that's going to go wrong and that causes the anxiety.
And so tell me, why does this only work for like finite events? It doesn't work for like longer or bigger issues?
We have a more powerful tool called timeline therapy that works for issues.
It does. It's just a different thing.
Exactly. We have many tools of the unconscious mind. This is just our quick little introductory tool to help people start to realize that they have more control over their anxiety than they've ever been led to believe. And their anxiety is all imagined, and it's triggered by the thoughts that create that screen. And this tool clears the screen so that we can get out of the anxiety and back to focusing on what we want. Because we can't drive in two lanes at the same time, right?
Right.
We have to pick one, and it's a choice.
Super interesting.
And again, like we said, like which tool are you using for the job? This is for a specific event that, oh, I'm starting to worry about this event. I'm going to use this. Think of it like a hammer.
Right. Okay.
Now, generalized anxiety, the big timeline therapy, we call like the big gun. We call that the nail gun. We deal with anger, sadness, fear, hurt, guilt, rage, shame. Right. Your top 2 to 3 limiting beliefs of whether you feel you're not good enough or you're unworthy or not lovable or powerless. That's what we use for generalized. That makes major, major shifts in our body.
Interesting.
In a 3-hour session. This is just a tool we want to get out.
This is a tool. Oh, this. And but you guys provide that. I have to look at your website.
This is like a fraction of what we do.
What you do.
However, we want to empower people and say, look, this is one tool that we can give you right here on the dot. You don't have to go through the full training. I mean, we encourage everybody to, because again, we call these life skills. It's like swimming. You don't need it every day. However, it'll save your life when you need it. However, we really wanted to just get the word out. Like, look, you guys have control over your life. You don't have to let anxiety take over. You don't have to let anxiety keep you stuck in what we call victim island. Everything is serving a purpose. You don't need to go to the doctor to get medication for every little thing that happens in your life, which is the program that we are given. And we control our life. We control our thought process. And a simple tool like this can help you literally, again, what we call clear the screen. Just clear the screen from the horror show, put up the love story. It's that simple.
And are you both work together on this? Is that right?
We do. We train everything together.
And is your background in like psychology, or how did you get into this?
I've been a police officer for 20 years.
Oh, really?
Yes. And Melissa was in corporate.
I was in the corporate world. And then I went and became an integrative mind-body health practitioner and learn these tools. And they are so powerful, as you've just experienced. I was like, I don't want to just work one-to-one with people. I can have more impact by becoming a trainer and training others. And then at my training, I met Billy and we decided to do this together.
I coined myself a brain trainer because I was doing some health coaching and I used to be a personal trainer. Uh-huh. And I started realizing the connection. Again, like Melissa said, the mind-body connection. We're always worried about our body. And really, it's our mind that controls our body. And so just like people have a personal trainer for your body, I can teach you how to do a bicep curl, except curl, which is what our mantra is. We want to empower people. And so I can teach you how, like Melissa and I can teach you how to build the new neural pathways, the new muscles, and now you can go and apply it in your life.
That's super interesting. And I'm going to see, I guess I do have your website. I can see in the background a bit.
Amplify Impact Academy. And literally that's what I wanted to do in the world is amplify impact. And
amplify impact.
I can drop it into LinkedIn.
Yeah,
do so. That's our training academy. Yes.
Yeah. I just want to test. Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, again, where's your anxiety now?
I feel good. The dog barking made me anxious, but that was not related to that.
Okay. So on a scale of 1 to 10,
it's 0. 0 on
the Okay. So and we always test everything that we do, and we always future pace it. So say you're gonna go out, you know, maybe later today, maybe at the end of the week or next week, and you start working on this paperwork that you have to do. How is it different now?
You know, I think it's different seeing the end product, right? Of seeing past the, oh, you know, it is. It's like you got to get all the stuff collected and get all the grades and you got to get all, you know, it's like, it's that is, I think, was it causes me anxiety because it's like there's so many pieces to get. But when you see the end result and that feels so calm and happy, it negates that stress of all the little pieces that have to come together.
Exactly. And that's all that is focusing on what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super interesting, too. We do a lot of work, too, like this at our company. So, yeah, I'm glad that I met you guys.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code. Check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.